October 17th, 2022, Planning Board Meeting, 7:01 p.m.
Agenda has reached the 12, so that gives us 7 o'clock. In this case, we will start our October 17th meeting of the Monroe Planning Board. We have some minutes to review and approve. I don't have a list in front of me, but I believe we have May, June, and July. So, if we can start right off with the May minutes. Anybody have any corrections, deletions, or additions to make to the, I believe it was the May 12th?
Yes, I do. In fact, I sent an email, but you may not have gotten it later this afternoon regarding both the May 12th and the June 20th minutes. I think because of the substantive nature of the revisions I'm going to suggest, I would like to see revised minutes before the board approves them. First, relative to the May 12th minutes, that was the meeting, the public hearing on the Saratoga biochar project. And it appears that there's still not much substance relative to the public comment that was had during that meeting, which is disconcerting, and I understand there's a problem apparently with a recording and written statements that were coming in were lost. But I'm wondering if there can't be some additional effort made to rebuild that record, whether it's getting the speakers to submit their information again so it can be incorporated. I think their comments were important and merit being recorded.
We didn't have written ones that were missing. Do we? Is that what you're...
I understood the written ones were missing as well. The written ones that were submitted at the meeting.
I can attach those to the one that gets updated to the website. I can do that. Other than that, there's really not much more resource I can add to this.
Not even drawing from the statements that you have.
The statements that I have, I can attach to the minutes. That's as detailed as can possibly.
Okay, they won't attach to my copy.
I mean,
no, she's saying she could attach that, which I think is a reasonable thing.
Okay, and I've not seen them, though. I would like to see them.
Okay.
As far as the verbal comments that were lost with the recording, I would love to be able to recover that, but I don't know that asking people to resubmit their verbal comments is going to make for a more accurate record.
Do you know
what I mean?
I wish it would. I mean, I think most of the people who came felt strongly one way or another about the project. And tried to recall pretty clearly what they had to say. It's hard for people to come to public hearings. Yeah. And most public citizens are pretty shy when it comes to speaking in public. That's a common thing. So they tried to recall what they said. I also think that there's several motions I made to be clarified. I made a motion, again, the minutes are just very fuzzy on all this or incorrect.
Is this for May?
Yeah.
Yes, May. I made a motion to rescind the board's prior secret negative declaration on the basis that it become following the declaration on March 7th. And I attached a copy of the motion to the email I sent out earlier today so that Katrina could refer to it more specifically as to the information that I was relying upon as being the basis for that motion. The motion was seconded by Eric, and the members of the board then voted, as Katrina reported, and it did not pass. I then made a motion to retain an independent consultant to assist the board in its review of the project. There was discussion by other board members. I don't exactly recall who said what, but there was a general consensus that the board would retain an independent expert to assist. There was a second, the motion passed unanimously. Following that motion, the board discussed how to develop the scope of work. And it was agreed that the members would submit to Jim items that they wanted to have included in the scope of work by May 27th, and that would be considered at the next board meeting on June 6th. So all that is just missing, and I would like to see that in there. And I think you discussed it before, and I don't know why it doesn't get cleared up. But I'm trying to do this today.
Okay, anything else?
Not on the May 12th minutes.
Okay, anybody else? So do you want, what you're asking then is for us to hold off on approval until we see a revised edition of the May 12th that reflects changes made, but we can still do a motion for those changes.
Yeah, I would like to see.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have a motion to make amendments and corrections to the minutes. To those corrections, is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I don't think it's too controversial. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion passes unanimously. However, you would like us to delay until we can see a copy of it before. Okay, I think that's a reasonable request. So we will not approve the May 12th minutes. That will give Katrina time to make the adjustments, and we'll reflect on that in the next meeting.
Yeah, and add the PDFs to the...
And add, well, the
Well, the written comments.
The written comments, yes.
Yeah. Like add them to the back.
If you could just, if the written comments can be just not added into the body, but added
on the back.
Added to the end of the minutes. Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
That works. That way it's not in the middle of them. Okay. So how about the June 20th then? We'll move along from the 12th, or from May 12th.
Okay, John, the June 20th meeting minutes, I do have a couple of adjustments. Again, they're not like typos, but substantive. I would like to see them revised before it's approved. In the draft, it is stated correctly that Carla said noise, odor, and air emissions were not in the board's purview. I want it also clear that I stated in response that the board did have authority to consider these items as part of the site plan review, and these should be considered as matters of concern to the board within the meaning of the town code.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one that disagreed with that.
Right.
So I would agree with that one. Sure.
Is that in the email that you sent me?
Yes.
Well?
And Carla also stated, but it wasn't reported in the draft minutes, that the board was deemed to have approved the project site plan because the board failed to act on the application by February 14th. That's not in the draft minutes, it should be. Also that I disagreed with that position, and others may have as well, and pointed out that as of mid-February, the project application was still incomplete. The board had discussed omissions and inconsistencies in the plan documents submitted to the board at its meeting on January 24th. Jim later reported that he conveyed those concerns to the applicant, who provided additional materials at the end of February in anticipation of further discussion and review at the board meeting in March. I asked Jim and Carla at that time, at this meeting, how it was possible that the board could have overlooked a deadline for approval, noting that it had not happened before. I also asked what plans could have been approved as of February 14th, given the inconsistencies and omissions. And there was no response. In addition, I had concerns expressed regarding the need for an independent review, and Katrina does touch upon it, but I'd like it to be clear that we did have a scope of work that had been reviewed and commented on by both Jim and Carla in anticipation of this meeting on June 20th. And that the revised draft, in my view, had adequately reflected comments from the board at their June 6th meeting, as well as their own concerns. And as revised, the scope of work was acceptable and should be sent to the consultants that the board had identified at the meeting on June 6th. And I would attach a copy of the revised scope of work as an exhibit to the minutes. And it is reported that that independent review motion failed, and that's accurate. So those are the nature of the changes I'd like to see on the 20th meetings.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, considering the substantive nature of those, that we also not move on the June minutes until we see a copy of the revised draft. So at this point in time, that's my personal opinion. If you guys want to make a motion to go ahead and move ahead and approve them as amended, that's fine. But I would like, myself personally, I would like to see a revision before we make a motion on approving them. I'll leave that up to you. So is there a motion for the June 20th minutes? Jim?
Yeah,
should at least be probably a motion if we want to accept those revisions.
I would make a motion to make those revisions and then to review the minutes again as revised for, you know, subject to board's further approval.
That's motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any consideration on that? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. There no opposition. That also is moving on to our July, I'm going to say 18th?
Yes.
Yeah, July 18th minutes. Does anybody have any revisions, additions, or deletions from the July 18th? I'm going to say this is the first time in a year that I've actually reviewed the minutes in the online version because I wasn't able to pick up my packet, and I kind of thought that it would be in the packet, and it's not. So I'm going to give you a revision to go look through all three of them for. Okay, and that was somewhere in one of these 3 minutes was a discussion about the level of clearing on a project, and I think it's the stone project, all right? And it was a typo. It said that the clearing would be in excess of toe acres, T-O-E, and I don't know if it's supposed to be 2 or 10.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, that was one I had. I've got a couple more, but I left them home. They were just typos, the other two, so. July 18th, I'm not hearing any other revisions or anything. Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the July 18th minutes as they are existing, or does somebody want to make an amendment to them?
So,
July 18th, motion is for accepting the July 18th minutes as they are. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
I've got a second from Adam. Not too controversial. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Hearing no opposition, once again, unanimous. So there, clearing up paperwork. So Katrina, we've sent you with even more work.
Yay.
Moving on from that, our first order of business on tonight's meeting agenda is old business Moreau Animal Clinic. Do we have somebody to represent them?
Yes, awesome. Matt, the studio A. I think he's going to hijack his two chairs and move, setting up that clunky easel that works with one.
The easel is part of the test. Okay, tell us the story.
Really, you guys are aware of the project. We've been here a few months. The latest update is we were waiting on a third-party traffic review from Brandon Traffic Study. That has come in from Labella, and in general, the Labella review letter confirm the majority of Craig Mann's findings. There was only one comment at the very end that discussed clearing along 9 and Nolan Road and keeping that area clear of vegetation. So what we have proposed here is actually very low growth vegetation within the infiltration basins. So that's all gonna be below your car's window at 2.5-3 feet. Anyway, there's a few red maples here that certainly can be limbed to keep all that open, and I think, you know, with that, it accomplishes the final comment that they had in the law review letter. If anybody needs any more of a refresher on the project, please feel free to ask questions or I can run down and click something if need be.
Right on the corner, that's a utility setback, right? Right there in front of that tree. That's
right.
Yeah.
I think the pole's actually out here a little bit. We don't have a full setback from it. This is the pin, property corner pin right here.
Oh.
So that's a cat burner, right? I mean, there are utilities there, certainly. There's a traffic light, but they don't encroach into the property line.
Man, are the test wells still out there? Did you see them when you were there?
We didn't test pits out there. I didn't see any like PVC test wells or anything.
You didn't see them?
No, not when we were pumping around. There is an old electrical panel, like a, you know, pressure treated 2x4 panel there.
There were some test wells there to do with the GE plume. Do you know anything about those?
No, I don't.
I didn't know that site was under investigation.
Yeah, there were test walls out there. We tried to identify the plume. Mm-hmm. And there were test walls there, and
they're actually there. We called the DEC, we called the state, and nobody could tell us if they were active.
We didn't see evidence of them. Additionally, nothing showed up in the secret analysis.
I'm not sure what happened there, so
just nobody can figure out where they're from. Nobody's got any record of it. We did stage 1 and stage 2 environmental studies with the bank, and nothing showed up.
They were from the plume when the town had the litigation with GE, and again, they were put there to identify the plume of the underground water to see where the contamination was. It's just,
well, we contacted a bunch of different people.
Trying to think.
What's your phase one? Anything came back on? Your phase one?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah. Is it possible to get copies of that?
Yeah, I can come up with them. But they wouldn't allow you to get a level of the property if it passed environmental stuff. So.
Also, typically, that does usually record and show up in the secret analysis.
Yeah.
That must have been looking for like the far out peripherals on that plume.
It was. It was trying to identify.
Because it's nowhere near there.
It is.
The one
we could talk about that later if you want, but I'm going to get into that now.
All right.
I just want to make sure. I don't know if they cut them off near ground elevation or something. Maybe just run over there with a metal detector later. Or they'll find them when they're excavated, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. So.
I mean, I would assume at this point they're just abandoning them.
I'm not sure. I didn't know if you knew they were there. But yeah. I thought I was going by there. So.
I knew they were there. Because, like, what are these? In the beginning, we searched high and low to figure out who knew anything about them.
You can see them from the road.
Yeah. When there's not like a bunch of brush around, you can see them. But nobody knows anything about them. Nobody will tell me.
I don't know if they cut them off. I just want to see.
Yeah. Everybody gets up.
I've done townwide searches in the past, and that's never come up.
Yeah.
You know, for hazardous waste studies in the town.
Yeah. So who would be in charge of them?
They were there.
Nobody could tell me anything about them.
Yeah, that's why they need
you. You know more than anybody I've talked to about these.
Well, yeah, I worked there. I lived there, so.
He's more cheap.
Yeah. I was there for 100 years. Well, we know they're there.
Sorry,
just making sure you get
it. Yeah, associated with them.
Got to be some more stuff under all that brush tubes. So.
Yeah. And how did we make out with the vegetation in the back along the neighbors there?
We're planting some trees along here. We're heavily planting a buffer behind this retaining wall, and we're leaving as much as we can remain behind the septic area.
Okay.
And everything else has buffer planting along each property line.
So you're going to leave some of it natural?
Yeah, as much as possible.
We'll leave the wood there a little bit.
Yeah.
If there are trees that are going to withstand wind and not fall on branches and stuff, we'll leave them.
Do you have those limits of clearing shown?
It's this red kind of dotted line here. I mean, basically, it's this corner that's not going to be disturbed. The rest of it's going to get buffer planted.
Yeah.
So here's not disturbed, and then along the property line up here, we're pretty much disturbed.
Yeah, like, you can get rid of the scrub pines and
Okay,
I'm
good with that. Thanks.
Yeah. Could you get a final letter response from LaBerge on the SWIP?
Yeah, I believe that came in July. Last response went through there.
Yeah, I'll bring that open up, sir.
Oh, is that the water?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a normal service.
Yeah. Okay. And you already have a new septic.
Yep.
And that's no special septic for.
No, they don't flush medications down the toilet. They don't have any high strength waste or anything that would preclude more of an enhanced treatment.
Nothing with surgeries or anything like that.
No, that all goes biohazard waste, which gets specially shipped by medical company. And then anything else we have, like some of those things from surgery, would have to go to our cremation service.
Okay, thanks.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Have you contacted Greg yet about moving that pole? Are you in that?
We have not made any contact on National Grid. Usually we leave that on the contract, and once we get past this stage, we start coordinating it.
Because ideally, I don't know how they, if they can put it in front of the landscaping business and they go across the street. There are certain reasons why they would do that, but it's not really up to you. Okay. And is there any reason why you couldn't do trees at the edge of the parking lot?
Where are we talking here?
Just where the retaining wall is there room?
So we have trees up to the retaining wall. I mean, the end of the issue is a tree root structure. Okay. And what you're going to get for the drip line is probably going to poke through the retaining wall at some point.
See.
If you try to plant that close.
We did. That was a comment from the neighbor to plant that whole edge.
Yeah, it isn't planted.
Like an ostrich fern, they grow like 3-4 feet in there, so.
On top of the retaining wall. The retaining wall should be pretty good.
Okay.
Can you put that water line down the one?
What's that?
The water tap.
We would tap. Coming off
the mall. Off the mall, it's okay. There's a big thrust pipe out in front there, that's why I asked. The top over across Bluebird Road there.
Yep.
So you want to expand and all
that. Yeah, I mean, we have all that to coordinate with the town, obviously, before you make any of those connections. But.
Good luck, that's why I'm telling you. Don't be very light, right?
They're all foul lights.
Why are you facing your clothes?
Yeah, right. You're right, for some of them.
Okay, anybody else?
I'm good. You went that corner with us.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Do you like all the signs there? You don't like all the signs there now?
Oh my god, yeah, that's awesome.
Have you seen the albino squirrel?
Have I?
Yeah.
I've seen
it. I have a picture of him.
He is not in danger.
Yeah, that little white squirrel. His name is Gary. Just a neighborhood name of Gary.
Pretty cool.
You're white.
He has a name. Yeah, we want to get away from the albino squirrel as quickly as possible here. So, moving on to seeker guys.
Well, there was a public hearing left open on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And we were waiting for the traffic, and we got that. Nobody had any questions on that. So, in that case, I guess we will, I guess at that point, if it's still open, we can still take comments.
That's why.
Thank you for reminding me. So, does anybody else from the public have any comments on this particular application? It's for the Moreau Animal Clinic.
As the next door neighbor to the
All I'm going to ask you to do is just say who you are.
Sue Peters.
Thank you, Sue.
As being a next door neighbor to Meg and his wife and the lovely folks that run the Moreau Animal Clinic, I can assure you that they have made more improvements in that building and the surrounding area in the past 4 years than probably been done in the last 20 years. I lived for 22 years. I couldn't imagine a more conscientious neighbor. It's his property, but he'd come over and ask me if it was okay to do it. So.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Does he have parties?
He doesn't invite me.
He doesn't? We invite ourselves when he moves in our neighborhood.
Not that.
I am guilty of delivering him beer when he's out doing his landscaping.
All right. Does anybody else have any comments on this application? Yes, ma'am.
Christina Yalth is my name. I just want to say they take care of, there's a bunch of us here, they've taken care of our pets forever, and it would really be a shame to see them leave if something couldn't get done that's a little bit better. They're just growing out of their space. And we need them.
I didn't catch your last name, I'm sorry.
Yell, Y-E-L-L-E.
Okay, thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off. If you
that's fine.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Kate Lugley. The folks at Morrell Animal Clinic Hospital have been more than professional. Outgoing, outstanding, they take very good care of our pets, and I can't imagine anybody not wanting them as a neighbor.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments they want to add to the record? Right, hearing none, then anything more from the board, from the public hearing aspect? Hearing nothing else, then we'll close the public hearing at 7:25. And moving on to seeker. Has everybody had a chance to look over section one of the seeker? And if so, were there any glaring errors in that?
I couldn't find one that were copying my material and we've been at just so long ago that we got to write. Do they have a copy? I just threw my stuff before I came.
How about this?
I can make copies.
And how about this? I'm going to hand this to you and Eric. Take a brief moment if you want to get through it. That's schedule one right there.
I'm fine.
Okay. And we'll take one moment if you want to look that over on here. Just tonight, emptied out those months out of my back. Okay, folks, everybody's had a chance to take a quick look at it. Is anybody see anything that is an error in section one?
Nope.
The only one I had is I questioned the adjacent uses of forest.
Yeah.
The only forest I know of that's there is the lot that you're proposing the project.
Yeah, sir.
And I wouldn't call that forest, but
sometimes what happens on the DZ EAF form, sometimes it will check automatically on there and you can't uncheck
okay.
Some categories.
All right, well then hearing no problems on that part, we'll move on to section two. Part two, the short environmental assessment form. These are all two particular answers. It's participation from the board. The choices are no or small impact may occur or moderate to large impact may occur. I'll read through them individually and wait for your response. So question number one is, will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulations?
No.
Question number two, will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land? Question number three, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
It will improve it.
It may. Very well. Number four, will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area?
No.
Question number five, will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Question number six, will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonable available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Question number seven, will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies?
No.
Or public or private wastewater treatment utilities?
No.
Question number eight, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historical, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Just barely snuck by on that one. So, question number nine, will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources, an example of wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, or fauna?
No.
Question number 10, well, the albino squirrel possibly. So, will that squirrel's just going to end up over to Mike's. So, will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems? And question number 11, will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or to human health?
No.
That was pretty straightforward, which, not hearing any of those, I'd say we moved globally past part two. Part three is simply us taking a look and seeing how many moderate to large impacts we had, which, if I tally was correct, Jim, was zero.
That's correct.
Okay. And then us making a decision or determination based on one is check this box if you determine based on the information analysis above and any supporting documentation that the proposed action may result in one or more potentially larger significant adverse impacts, or check the second block if based on the information analysis that the proposed action will not result in significant adverse environmental impacts. So that's our negative or positive deck. So would anybody like to make a motion on this application?
I'll make a motion for a negative declaration on the Moreau Animal Clinic. Yeah.
We have a motion. Do we have a second on that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, would the secretary please call the roll?
Meredith Diaz?
Yes.
Matthias?
Yes.
Adam Siebel?
Yes.
Eric Urban?
Yes.
Ann Perdue?
Yes.
Mike Shaver?
Yes.
John Arnold?
Yes. Sounds unanimous to me.
Yeah, that's one for signature.
Thank you. With that in mind, is there anything else that you would like to do with this application?
I make a motion that we grant site plan approval for the Memorial Park.
Motion? Is there a second? Is that a second, Mike?
Yes.
So a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on granting final approval for the Moreau Animal Clinic?
What's the date of your final drawing?
That is a great question. I don't think it's changed since July. So I believe that is the last submission that we had. It was a July submission for LaBurge's comments and the driveway.
I would just recommend that the motion reference the July site plan as the official plan for signature.
So that wouldn't be the ones that are on this, though.
That's correct. Okay. That's why I asked that. I just want to make sure we have the most up-to-date version.
Yeah.
Good. Well, and then the motion would say the July.
Yes.
Site plan status.
I'm good with that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on that? Do you want to make an amendment to that motion?
I just did.
You did. You have a second on the amendment?
Yes, I did.
All right, so we have a second amendment, and we'll do just a quick voice. All in favor of that amendment, aye.
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 Opposed? That amendment's in. Now back to the motion. Any other discussion on it? Could you please call the roll?
Call the roll?
Yep.
Meredith Pintu, Matthias?
Matthias. Yes.
Adam Siebel?
Yes.
Eric Bergman?
Yes.
Ann Perdue?
Yes.
Mike Shaver?
Yes.
John Arnold?
Yes. Motion carries. Any other motions that we would like to apply to this application at this moment? Yep.
Make the motion. Chairman and one of the members of the board signed Mylars when presented.
Okay, we have a motion that the chairman and one of the members sign the Mylars for this project when they're presented to the planning department. Do we have a second on that motion?
A second.
It's not too controversial. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. No opposition. I think you're done.
You're done.
Good.
One delay for the traffic thing. I hope you're satisfied with your
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you could find a squirrel.
The
squirrel goes to my side.
With Mike's address, so you know where you take your squirrel to.
I haven't seen it. He can stay.
Thank you for choosing the same.
All right, guys, have a good night.
Thank you for choosing the same.
Yeah. Here's my letters. Yes, I'm the owner. Yes. They should all do this. Very good. I'm also nice. We have a second.
Hey, bring me a cigar.
Okay.
I got another car.
Yeah.
If you were still the water system, then you'd probably get it.
It's not the water system that I use here.
Okay, so moving along. Next up, our project name is listed as South Road Route 9 Subdivision. This is Jerome Builders.
Hold on, I'm going to have to go up to the property. I need to move.
I'll tell you why.
Yes, sir.
That was one of the toughest planning board public hearings that we've had in a while.
Really?
No.
John. You kidding? It seemed like you guys did nice.
That was nice to have one that, you know,
yeah.
People are jumping in front of each other to
be good. This guy is a nice guy.
Well, and the only delay in that application was the fact that he wanted to get a better price on the.
And he did.
He did. So, yeah. All right. So tell us the story. What do you got? Are you waiting? You're waiting for your crop?
No, I'm good. Okay. We came here last time to get four lots on South Road. Just a quick review. We could get two on South Road. I think two on Route 9. The town didn't want us having drivers on Route 9, so we put four on South Road. We had to go for variance. We received the variance, so now we're back here to get your blessing.
They got approval for relief from the minimum lot width.
Okay, and that one.
So, Jim, you got the picture right there, those trees to that lady, you know the
I don't have my computer, I don't have it.
Okay, well. Just let me know I did. Even though.
Oh, when did you email the picture that you did?
We did it Friday, so Friday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been in since Thursday, so I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
So you fulfilled your condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love your life.
So this. Was it approved in 2021, originally?
Yeah,
no.
Where it came in?
It came in.
Oh, okay.
It came in for, it's been in for a sketch plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they had to go off for a variance on the minimum lot width.
Okay.
And I think, and that wasn't all the reason for the delay. We just didn't get anything.
We had so much work down at Feeder Dam. And South Road, that now we're opening up the preserve, that property's close to the preserve, so now that's the step.
Okay, I couldn't understand the time.
We just didn't get anything for months, and then when it did come back, we had to get the variance application processed. That was done, I think, 2 months ago?
I think so.
And the approval was given for the minimum lot width, so now they're back to restart the subdivision review process.
Okay.
They're formally at preliminary stage, although they did submit, I think, for preliminary and final, but we haven't had a public hearing yet either on this.
Okay, thank you.
So we had a public hearing last time, those people?
That was the variance.
Oh, okay.
So there's been no, we're just entering into preliminary for your.
We now have an application that's complete.
Correct. And I think we have a lot layout that has been that's finalized. It wasn't a matter of flux there for a while. And from a staff standpoint, I agree wholeheartedly about no driveways on Route 9. Especially given the topography of the site.
Tim, my recollection was last time, this was we just had the sketch plan one page, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Were there other documents associated with that, like your staff notes and
No, I don't have staff notes yet on this, but I will at the next. I usually do them in time for the public hearing.
And then you have a site plan application?
No, we have sketch, preliminary, and final.
Right.
They submitted preliminary and final.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, folks, any questions on what's in front of us? Do we have an application that's ready to go to public hearing?
How much are you going to be disturbing the county?
Not as much as we're having. Like lot clearing?
Oh, well.
Lot clearing.
I believe Matt put it in there, and I wish Matt wasn't hunting. He can answer that question.
It's in there.
But my normal is usually
100. No, that's there, 61,000. So we're going to have a SWIP, right?
Of course.
We don't have that yet.
I will put that in my stead, Mr. Chairman.
What did the variance specifically permit?
Pardon?
What did the variance specifically permit?
Oh, it gave, I believe, 25 feet of relief on the lot width.
So for this west lot,
there, so because the
for just this lot number one.
Yes.
The other ones comply. Right.
And technically speaking, Ian, the way we measure lot width is measured at the building wall, the front building wall of the principal building. And obviously, you know, technically speaking, you could slide that building back far enough so the lot would be wide enough, but given the topography and the amount of disturbance and everything associated with that lot, they decided to push it forward, and that's what caused the lot area variance.
Because I think that was our variance right there.
Yes.
If I do one lot at a time.
No.
I can do a little bit. I got it. Is it not?
56 feet.
It's like one on the
other side. Yeah.
It's what it says. They got four. They got six as well. That's all
they need. Yeah, you're there.
They need those for the lot. They need those for the lot. They need those for the
lot. What was the service?
I'm going to marry us.
Yeah, no, we can't. We have to consider the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember thinking, well,
we're in trouble.
Maybe I'll
pay
it all at one time. I didn't realize. What am I going to do?
Okay. Anything else for it? We know we need a SWIP.
What's the minimum lot size requirement?
This is R2.
Is it R2 that is the minimum lot size requirement?
Okay.
Sure. 60,000.
60,000.
60,000. So 8 million.
Okay. So we need that. Okay.
R3, the minimum lot size is 60,000 square feet, an acre and a half.
Okay.
So they're all good there.
Paper moving still, so I know people are still looking through things, so I don't want to.
The only thing I would say is just my immediate observation here is that I don't think these limits of clearing are very realistic in light of the grading that's going to have to be done. I think once we get to a SWIP and you have a real grading plan, you're going to see that limit of clearing widen.
But we already know that we have enough clearing that we have to have a SWIP.
Correct.
So
I'm just saying, you know, they have limits of clearing showing very tight vegetation lines here. These driveways are going to require substantial clearing to get in there.
Right.
As
especially on lots 3, 2, and 1.
Anybody else? What's the date for things putting in before the public hearing, or deadline date?
Well, it's 2 weeks, so...
2 weeks prior, right?
So if you're looking at a public hearing in potentially November, so our meeting night's the 15th.
By the wrong calendar, I got the 21st.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, 21st. 21st, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this wrong. Yeah, 21st.
So we'd be looking at November 7th.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's November 7th.
Yeah, I'll call tomorrow. That can't be too hard.
Well, he should have a lot of it set up.
Yeah.
Okay. And we need to see others.
Someone's got to keep the merger business.
Yeah, so we need it by the 7th, and you know, if you want to have it on the 21st, that's up to you guys.
What's up to the applicant too?
I'll work on it tomorrow. I'll call just to get it done.
I'm guessing that's a yes.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get it. I'd like to be ready to go in the spring with this lots anyway.
Okay. So four. What do you think? This gentleman says that he can have the paperwork that we need in by the 7th of November. Would you like to schedule a public hearing? Would somebody like to put that into a motion?
Sure. Let's schedule a public hearing for Serone Builders, South Road subdivision for 7:02 on the 21st
of November.
21st of November.
Okay, we have a motion. Do I have a second on that?
Second
from Adam.
Thank you. This week we're gonna have a board anything taken on?
Yeah.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's cooking. It might be nice.
I do like you said Thanksgiving week and not Black Friday week.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving is still a day, not a week.
That's right.
So, and we're Monday, so we're before everybody has their vacation from school, so we should be.
I might not be here.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to have a public hearing for South Road Route 9 subdivision for Serones on November 21st at 7:02. We have a first or a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion on it? Hearing none. I don't think that's too controversial. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. You have a public hearing. Do you have any questions for us?
No.
Why didn't you go hunting tonight?
Huh?
Like, why didn't you go hunting today?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Will you update your secret form as we get closer to, so it doesn't say December 2021?
Okay. You want, so update the secret and obviously a SWIP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just read that.
I don't want to forget, so I just sent Matt an email. You can go.
Okay.
He's probably going to have, what's his name there, the engineer that he... No, it's not office space, but
Hutchins. But Hutchins sent.
Yeah. He'll be preparing it, I think.
Yep, which off all time tomorrow.
Great. Then we will see you at 7:02.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too. Folks, we have one bit of clerical that needs to be taken care of from the previous meeting, which was back in August. Okay, at the end of our approval process, we did not do a motion for the chairman and one member to sign the Mylars when presented to the board or planning department. Okay, so would somebody like to make that motion?
What project are we talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, I should say, for Saratoga Biotech. That was the one that we had in that meeting. We didn't approve it, but then Mike did his motion to adjourn and run out the door thing, and I think we were all pretty well distracted, so we forgot that motion. So,
I'll make a motion for the chairman of other members of the board to sign the completed Mylars when presented for the Saratoga Mylar project.
Okay, we have that motion. Do we have a second?
Second
from Mr. Siebold. So motion and second. Any discussion on that? It's not too controversial. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay?
Nay.
Okay, so that's two nays.
Yep.
Right.
All right. So we have a 4-2 vote on that. And the motion carries. So that's all I have. We will not be discussing the zoning changes because Carla's not able to be here this evening.
Correct.
So we will just bump that to the agenda for the November meeting, which looks pretty open at the moment anyways.
That was for the code change now?
Yeah.
There is a couple changes in this packet.
So we'll get another month to review.
Okay, so don't put this in the book yet.
You can put them in the book
if you want.
Yeah.
But if it helps you to leave them out, so you know what we're talking about, you can do that.
Okay.
You don't have to put them in yet.
Or before you put them in, reading through and write notes or whatever, so you know what your concerns are on them. And... All right, that's all. Anybody else have anything before you adjourn?
I got a couple of things I think, and I agree with you guys on when you came in. I talked to Jim earlier here. There's some things that we're approving up here, and things aren't getting done. I don't like that.
I agree with you.
I'll tell you what. I will try and get Pete to come to the next meeting, and I will discuss with him doing a monthly report to you guys on projects that have involved you and where they're at in their compliance.
Jim, if I could ask this, what is the sticking point to compliance at the moment? If you could be candid about that.
Do you want to close the meeting first and be after?
I can do that. If you want to, yeah, let's do it off the record. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
Close the meeting when we're all meeting. Public meeting law.
Yeah, that's true. It's still going to have to be on the record because we're all here. Although we're not discussing a particular.
I don't mind that it's on the record. Whatever you want.
No, we can close the meeting. Who would like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor of adjourning the meeting? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Me.
Okay. So this is not a particular.